Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Vito to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for May 5th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Kirsten. How are you doing, Kirsten?
I'm doing well. I'm a little sad that this is going to be our last BB Can update, but you know what? We'll get through it together.
Yes. I am here to talk to you about what has happened across the season of Big Brother Canada 7, because yesterday we really, feeds cut right before the update started. So there's nothing really to update you on, except for, we go to these final updates and we start to recap the season. It give you a perspective on how the final three have played their games. But we have more than 3 days left. So I figured we'd give you a little treat, something exciting, something a little spicier. I'll let you know how some of these players see their own game rather than how we saw their game.
I think that you just wanted the excuse to do as much like theater as possible. And this gave you the opportunity to have an extra day.
People told me they wanted this. I was like, I don't want to do this. People were like, no, you have to do it, Taryn.
Who are these people? I need names. But no, I'm very excited. I think this is going to be really fun.
Yes. So most importantly here, the thing that people want to see is Kira. Kira, who has likely made the final three. Theoretically, something could have changed, right? See, theoretically, something could have blown up. When the feeds cut and Dane had the veto, he could have, not used the veto, let Anthony be the vote. You know, Dane was always the one saying he wanted to cut Adam. Anthony never, like, really confirmed it, right? He could theoretically have been wanting to keep Adam. Let's keep hope alive.
I think that you are writing some fan fiction right now. It really did seem like Anthony and Dane were pretty convinced, and it's normally what, like an hour between when Arissa originally comes up on the screen and when the eviction actually happens, something like that. So not a lot of time to change Anthony's mind. I guess it could have happened, but I don't want to give false hope. I think we need to keep our expectations low, because then that's the best chance of being happy.
Adam watched Big Brother 20, right? He watched JC change Sam's mind in the middle of a ceremony. If I'm Adam and I see Anthony being like, Adam, I'm sorry, I'd be like, wait.
Yeah, okay, but here's the thing. This isn't a JC convincing Sam situation. This is more of an Austin trying to convince Vanessa situation, and we saw how that worked out.
He didn't have shoes on. Nobody can convince people without shoes on.
No shoes, no shirt, no convincing.
Yes. All right. Well, we're, we'll see. We'll find out on Wednesday.
Oh, that's so far away.
It is. It really is. Let's talk about. So the thing that inspired this idea for the update is that Kira has really been explaining their game a lot in the last few days. They've been talking ever since they rediscovered that the Pretty Boys existed because they already had known it. They've
been a few times.
Yeah, they've been talking about, you know, their game across the season and how they've been secretly doing all these things. And then also, you know, there have been other retellings, you know, that so, you know, lots of stuff to dig into here. So let's get into it for Kira, because I think I want you to like this is the story of Kira's game. Kira comes into the game. They're a comp beast, of course, but they're going to throw competitions.
Yeah, they're going to throw competitions, and their spot gets blown up night one. What a blow to their game. Oh, my God.
Yeah. If only their spot hadn't blown. Then they had to actually not be a comp beast. Otherwise, they would already been exposed. So,
yeah, like we've talked a lot about the butterfly effect this season. But wow, if this hadn't happened, what could have been
bigger than the Pax Bros coin flip right there? So Kira, week one, they're making friends with people. Unfortunately, the people they make friends with, they're very chaotic, spastic, disloyal, bad at the game. They really drag Kira down throughout the season, but Kira's going to persevere.
Yeah, they are the worst allies you could ever hope for. None worse in the history of Big Brother. Mm-hmm.
Kira does, you know, Kira and Chelsea, they develop feelings for each other. They really start to come together. The feelings are developing. Things are happening at night that nobody else is seeing. You know, stuff's going down.
Yeah, it's definitely mutual and not made up.
Yeah. Heading into week two. Now, Dane tries to get Kira out of the game. He takes a shot at Kira because Kira is such a big threat. But and you know what? They're allies. They're just not loyal enough to protect them. But they managed to save themselves. They thwart Dane for the first of many times this season.
Yeah, the big rivalry of this season, Dane versus Kira.
Yes.
No argument on that one.
Of course. Now, you know, they knew that Kaylin was the true mastermind behind targeting them. So they're going to set their sights on Kaylin for the time being. But that's not everything. They also discover in week two that the guys are working together because they always meet up in the morning. So this thus begins Kira's long con that spans the whole season, where they plan to take the guys out.
What could be more cinematic than watching Kira's journey of the entire season? They see every morning those guys are together. It's just what happens.
Yes, yes. They see it. They recognize it. Now they need to put that on the back burner because Kaylin is a much bigger threat than these guys. But don't worry, the long con is in play.
Yes. So week three, Chelsea wins HOH. Mm-hmm. Kira's going to push to target Kaylin because Kaylin is so dangerous.
Oh yes, is so dangerous. Much more dangerous than these guys. And Kira masterminds this Kaylin backdoor flawlessly. I mean, it went down exactly how they wanted it to.
And you definitely had to backdoor Kaylin.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
She was huge veto threat.
Super dangerous. Sam overhears Dane talking to Adam, and they figure out there's a guy alliance. Well, Kira already knew there was a guy alliance, but they also discovered it at this point as well.
Yeah, so this season-long plot line of Kira versus the Pretty Boys it's really interesting because they discover and then rediscover this alliance several times over the course of the game because, you know, you can't just figure something out once. You got to figure it out several times before you really get it, you know?
Yeah, so week three thus begins their long con that spans the whole season to take the guys out.
Wow. Oh, my God. Mm. It's crazy how many times this starts. Yeah. So week four, Kira's on the block. It is game time because they are up against Chelsea.
Yes. Dane, once again, putting Kira on the block, trying to get Kira out. But and you know what? You know what? Kira even would have been willing to throw their game away for Chelsea because Chelsea's on the block. But they discovered that Chelsea had actually been a terrible friend. A terrible crush mate, one that has mutual feelings for one another. Chelsea's actually been terrible at that and has actually been betraying them and making alliances behind their backs. And so, you know, even though they definitely would have given their game away for Chelsea. Chelsea had betrayed them and doubted them. So shame on Chelsea. And, you know, Chelsea can go.
And they give Chelsea a big guilt trip that week.
Mm.
It's a bad one.
Well, Chelsea deserved it, obviously.
Oh, obviously. Chelsea deserved it for being such a bad ally. Making other alliances. Doesn't Chelsea know that this is Big Brother and you can work with one person and one person only?
Yeah. And what was up with Chelsea, like, trying to deny that she had feelings for Kira? Like, come on.
I can't. Stop. Oh my goodness. Well,
don't forget, this is also the week that Kira masterfully gets Adam to admit that it was his fault that Chelsea was being targeted, even though Kira was being targeted. They're always being thwarted by their dumb allies. That's Adam's so dumb. I mean, yeah, he's working with the guys, but you know, it's fine.
Yeah, he was definitely more of a dumb, bad alliance member to Kira than an alliance member to the Pretty Boys. Mm-hmm. Obviously, loyalty to Kira first at this point, just so bad at the game.
Yes, and Kira does get nominated during the double eviction as well, but it's fine. It's a part of the plan. Kira's now, they're playing dumb. It's, again, long con.
Yeah, it spans the entire season, okay?
Yeah.
So, week 5, Sam wins HOH. Things are looking up. It is time to take a shot at the guys because Kira knows that they're a threat since, what, week 2? Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Kira knows. It's time to take a shot at the guys. Kira gets Mark on the block. Kira talks everyone into giving them the blood veto. This is the time to make the move. But you know what? Kira's better than that. Kira doesn't need to actually take people out of the game. We're going to see this later in the season too. It's good enough for Kira to just get people on the block and then finesse socially. So
yeah, that's it. That's the move. Just nominate. Yeah.
So this is the week where Kira cracks the boys thing wide open by revealing that Sam is considering backdooring Corey. And they tell Anthony this. Boom! Guys Alliance cracked!
Yeah, it's over. That's canceled now. Guys Alliance is done. So Pretty Boys they're done. They're over. So it's really important to get Kiki out now. So Blood Veto, no, not using that.
Yes, yes. With the Pretty Boys broken up at this point, Kira infiltrating Anthony and Corey and the guys all gunning for each other at this point. It's very important to get Kiki out of the game. Very, very dangerous. You know, amongst other things that we won't repeat. So the next few weeks, Kira, you know, they're just going to keep playing dumb. Right. You know, pretending that they don't know about the guys thing and pretending that that they aren't good at competitions and they're bad at the game.
I mean, there's nothing else to do. But then final 5, Kira wins HOH.
Boom. All right. Rising from the ashes like a phoenix. Time to make the biggest move of the season. Adam and Dane go on the block. Time to take out a heavy hitter. Here we go. Let's do this. You know, Adam thinks that he's outing the Pretty Boys at this point. He's like, oh, well, guess what? I've been loyal to these four since day one. And Kira's like, I already knew, like, from week 2. God, everybody knew, guys. What do you think? You think you played us all? You think that just because 4 of you were in the final 5 that nobody knew about this and that everyone was just, like, being tricked by you? Come on.
And so Adam arrogant. Has the audacity to say, well, what'd you do about it? How dare he?
Obviously.
How dare he?
Kira's been doing so much. This is the long con, guys. The long con. Unbelievable. They've been biding their time. And this is now the perfect time to strike. And now, Kira is a lion, a legend, a Hall of Famer. And you know what? They don't even need to take Dane out anymore. Because again, the move, they've already put him on the block. He's basically defeated already. Kira's already a lion and a legend for making the move. They don't even need to take him out anymore. Now they can beat him. Now they can beat him. They can beat anybody in the final two. And so so now it's important to take out Mark, the person they had been considering taking to the final two. But you know what? They're in a position where they feel like, eh, Mark doesn't deserve it. I can beat anyone, so I'd rather have the people that would deserve to be here.
Yeah, it's not an all-star move to take out a huge threat. It is an all-star move to take out the person who you have the best chance of beating.
Oh, yeah.
Because you have to prove that you can beat the best.
And masterfully, it guarantees them a spot in the final two, obviously.
Yeah, naturally, Kira will be in the final two. And this plan, you know what? It worked out exactly as it was supposed to, because then Dane wins the next HOH.
Yes, beats Adam in the veto as well, and takes Adam out for Kira. Final three, Kira masterfully throws Dane the HOH. Dane cuts Anthony for Kira, takes Kira to the end. Kira explains everything that we've just talked about to the jury. Tears roll from their eyes. They're so proud. Kira, who had no power in the game and yet played an excellent and masterful game, getting to the end. And Kira becomes the unanimous winner of Big Brother Canada 7.
Yeah, up there with Kevin Martin. And you know what? What could go wrong? Obviously a perfect game from start to finish.
Just like that. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors and we'll be right back. And we're back. So let's get back to the show. I hope you guys are enjoying it. Kira, the greatest winner to ever step foot in the house. I mean, I'm in awe. I don't know about you.
I mean, I'm trying to think where Kira will place in the rankings, and I'm thinking, you know, might be above Dan and Will, right? Like,
I mean, if you think about it, yeah.
A perfect game if you really, you know, drill down.
Yeah. I mean, just we don't even need to explain. Just listen to the last 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's right there. We went through the whole game. It makes total sense. Every strategic decision was completely sound. They're an all-star. They're a lion. I don't understand what more you can want.
There you go. All right. Now, obviously, that's not what really happened. So, you
what?
Know, sorry.
I'm sorry. That didn't happen.
There are other versions of the game. And one of these versions, you know, we have to tell the truth. Okay. We have to do this again, Kira.
Wow. I'm leaving.
We have to do this again.
How dare you?
Are you ready?
I'll never be ready, but okay, let's do it.
All right. Day one. I walk into the house, burgundy suit, looking fly.
Time to make an alliance called the Pretty Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Real alliance, though. Final two with Dane.
Perfect. All right. Plan. Stay loyal to the soil. Get close to some women. So we got some numbers. Ready to go. Let's do this. Laura, would I like to keep her? That's fine.
No. She had to go.
Yeah. Adam, I know we said get close to women, but not Sam. Not Sam. No, she's the worst. She's got to go. She's the most dangerous player in the game. Yeah. Too dangerous. And Adam, he's being shady. He's really lucky I'm here to protect him. It's unbelievable. The things that he's doing, he's falling in love. He's blowing bubbles into her mouth. He is sucking farts from her. I got too into it.
Yeah, I was like, excuse me, where is this going? So, unfortunately, Adam wins the veto. Can't take out Sam. It'll have to be next time.
Next time. All right. Well, you know, I wanted Mackie to stay. I did, because Kira is a number for Sam. But you know what? You know what? Mackie said my name. He's done.
He's over. That's not loyal.
Bye, Mackie.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye. And Mackie puts a plague on the house. She's got to keep it in there.
And then Chelsea won HOH next. So we still can't get Sam out. But that's fine. Adam told me that Chelsea saying my name, she's done.
And fortunately, still have Corey.
But look, I don't want to say I control Corey. I'm just really smart. And I say things and she does those things. I don't control her. We're just good friends and I'm really smart.
She makes her own decisions based on the information provided. Okay. Yeah. That's it.
All right. Week four.
So Chelsea's got to go. She said Anthony's name.
She said my name. No good. No good. She's got to go. It's not okay. Not okay. And you know what? You know what? Adam, he's being a real baby. You know, hey, Adam's mom, you gotta tell him. Adam's friends, you gotta stop him from doing it. He is crying over Chelsea. Crying. What is wrong with this guy? I need to put him in his place. And luckily I do so. Get him back on. Luckily I'm here to keep everyone loyal to the cause, loyal to the soil.
Adam is so lucky to have Anthony Robbins in his life at this point. Mm-hmm. So lucky. But then Anthony hits another bad break because Sam wins HOH.
Oh, this is the worst. And you know what? Kira's telling me Sam said my name. She's done. She's was out. Already done, but now she's extra done. Well done.
And then the boys are talking behind Anthony's back.
They're talking about Corey. They're talking about going after Corey behind my back. Dane doesn't tell me. Excuse me. Now we got Mark, who's like, oh, I want to get close to Corey. I want to get close to Corey. Okay, Mark, you can get close to Corey. That's fine. But they're talking about going after Corey. So maybe I'll just go along with Mark. Maybe that's what I got to do. I don't know. Maybe that's what's happening. But I'm loyal. I'm loyal. That's all I'm going to say. I'm loyal.
Loyal to the soil. But then it's great. Anthony wins HOH.
Week six. I win HOH. All right. It's my HOH. It's time to finally get Sam out. And luckily, for some reason, everyone in the house thinks that Corey is HOH. So I don't even have to get blood on my hands.
Yeah. It honestly could not be better.
It's perfect.
But he's not controlling Corey.
No. No, of course not.
He's just smart.
No. So Sam said my name. She's got to go. Kira's getting annoyed. Whatever, Kira. We'll be back. It'll happen.
We'll deal with this later, okay? Yeah.
All right. Adam, can you believe Adam? He's punching boxes. Get over it, Adam.
Yeah, Adam, this is why you don't fall in love. You're so lucky to have the pretty boys to steer you right after this.
Yeah, yeah. Very lucky. Very lucky. All right. Final. Week seven. All right. Here we go. Yep.
Okay.
Things are going all right. Mark is HOH. Yep. He's going after the people that need to be going after. It's in the pretty boy's best interest to keep Corey around. Corey. No. I don't care what the live feeders say. Corey was not going after Adam. I was keeping Adam safe. I definitely didn't want Corey to go after Adam, and it's in the best interest for the pretty boys if Corey stays. So nobody should target her.
And you know what? If they truly were his ride or dies, they wouldn't go after Corey because it's best for Anthony and therefore best for all of them. So obviously they have a different definition of ride or die than Anthony does.
Clearly, because Adam puts Corey up with the secret assassin and then Dane votes Corey out. Dane, who's supposed to be my number one, supposed to be loyal to me, supposed to be my ride or die.
How can he say he's ride or die when he goes after Corey?
It's unbelievable.
Anthony's been nothing but loyal.
And you know what? I'm still loyal. I'm still loyal after this, but I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
And honestly, that's worse, right? So final five, Anthony wins HOH again.
Boom. All right. It's perfect. And again, for some reason, people think Kira's the HOH, which is...
That's just crazy.
Exactly what I like to hear. And look, I've been loyal to the pretty boys over everything. Pretty boys for life. It's always been the pretty boys. So I'm just going to get rid of the least loyal pretty boy, Mark, because Mark has been coming to me saying he wants to get rid of Adam, to get rid of Dane, take a shot at them. And I definitely was not agreeing with him. I was like, no, that's not okay, Mark. That's why you need to go.
Yeah, it is Pretty Boys overall. So naturally, get rid of Mark because he wants to split it up.
Boom. All right. Final four. Adam lost. And look, I've always been loyal to Dane over everything. Always been Dane.
Ride or die.
It's always been Dane. Only Dane. So I got to get rid of the most threatening pretty boy, Adam.
Adam's got to go.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Sorry, pretty boys. It's just, it's always been Dane. I've never said anything else.
Never had any other alliance or agreement. Loyalty has really been Anthony's weakness in this game because he's been so loyal the whole time.
Mm-hmm. There we go. Made it to the final three. I don't even care if I win. It just matters that I stay loyal to both of my final two deals in the final three.
Yeah, exactly. And at the final two, he's so happy that his best friend, Kira or Dane, doesn't really matter, who he has always been loyal to, brought him to the final two.
Kira Dane took him to the final two, and they stayed loyal, and he applauds them. Thank you for staying loyal. I would have stayed loyal to you, Kira Dane. This would have been perfect. And look, jury, I'm good with my words. That's what I have. Can I beat a bear in a fight? Yes. Does that mean you should vote for me to win? Yes. Am I the best player to ever step foot in this house? Just ask Adam.
Yeah, Adam's got the answer to that.
Yeah.
So, day 69, he's gonna walk out of the house. Burgundy suit, $100,000 in his pocket, looking fly.
Always looking fly.
Except, okay, he definitely won't be in a burgundy suit. What kind of suit do you think they're gonna have Anthony in for finale?
Oh, he's gonna wear his. He's gotta wear his burgundy suit.
No, because they do new ones.
Well, that's lame.
Derek had his pink suit last year. So I feel like they will go with like a colored suit, but I don't think they'll do burgundy again.
I mean, what are you going to do?
They should, obviously, naturally. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, there you go. Now, let me be clear. That's not, I think, how Anthony actually sees the season. That's just how he tells people about the season. And he has slightly different versions for each person. But it is, I believe, how Kira kind of views the season. Obviously, the person left here is Dane. We can give Dane's perspective on the season. That's going to be the next three, the real ones, because as far as I can tell, he actually sees and tells things for what happened.
Well, and I also feel I've been trying to think of like what the over under on time for these actual final three like podcasts are going to be. And like, I feel like the legit Anthony one is going to be more than 3 hours. Like, I know that you want to keep them shorter, but there's just so much with that one. I feel Kiri, 45 minutes, you're fine. But Anthony's going to be more than 3 hours for sure.
So there you go. That's what we've got. Tomorrow I will start in with the final three. Not sure who I'll do first, but that's fine. We'll see. And we'll go over Kira. We'll go over Dane. We'll go over Anthony. Theoretically, Adam might still be in the game. So if on Wednesday night it turns out that something crazy happened and Adam stayed, then Thursday morning I'll do Adam. If not, then I'm not going to do Adam.
Wow. Thursday morning live from Toronto.
Yeah. I'll be so happy that I got the final three I wanted that it doesn't even matter that I'm in Toronto, that I'll still do it.
Wow, you are a professional.
Obviously.
I feel like you're mostly just worried about having perfect attendance.
I mean, there's no requirement for attendance after the updates end. This is all extra credit.
Wow. You're such a nerd. Sorry.
Look, I'm just smart. I'm just really smart, okay?
You're not saying you control the people who listen to the morning updates?
Yeah.
You just have really good ideas and they listen to them.
What can I say? So I will be heading to Toronto on Wednesday, actually. So we'll have some fun. It'll be fun. I will be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to give you the first of three actual game recaps that are not.
Are you telling me this wasn't real?
Oh, this was real. Just conceptually. You know. In its own, look, like just like Game of Thrones, it's real. It's a real story. It's not true. It's real.
Okay. You know what? I can get behind that.
Yeah. I'll tell you the truth tomorrow. Today, who knows? I was finessing you.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. We'll also have the roundtable tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern. Tonight, we will have the episode recap with Karen. That should be fun.
I'm so excited. I've been like, where's Karen all season long on these podcasts? Just been sitting and waiting, DMing with her about the season. Finally, you all get to hear her thoughts.
Look, Karen makes the final two. That's what Karen does.
I love Karen. So
Karen's got to make the final recap. That's not the finale. this is final two, second place. So yes, Monday we'll have the roundtable. I'll release the final form where you can predict each of the jury members' votes for the final 3/4, and then rate the players, and we'll do the final stock watch round as well. Should be a lot of fun. And then yeah, Thursday night we'll be live after the finale.
It's happening. And then you have interviews with the final three on Friday.
Yes, I will be speaking to the final three, and only one of them will be super tall. I thought two of them would be.
Wow. It really just hit me when you said that. I'm really sad.
I know. I thought I was going to be talking with Adam. No, I'm not.
Like,
I'm not.
This, I feel like, and I know you disagree, but I feel like this season has done basically nothing but disappoint us most of the way through. And this is just one last disappointment before finale to just really like make it sad. And hopefully we don't get worst case scenario on Thursday to really finish it off.
Yeah. I think that what we really need to do, one of the questions I should have asked Mackie was, are you willing to cast your blessing on Big Brother Canada 8? Because he's very powerful.
You know what? I'm going to slide into his DMs and ask him if he can just please bless Big Brother Canada season 8.
Yeah.
And also me, like I could use some good luck.
Hey, let's not get greedy.
I can and I will.
All right. All right. Well, that's what we have for you. I hope you enjoyed this silly little podcast. You can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Tarrant. You can find Kirsten at Kirsten Said What. Any final words for the season, Kirsten?
I'm just really upset we didn't say bananas and pajamas today. So just wanted to say bananas and pajamas. And hopefully Big Brother 21 is more fun, and I'll be back.
All right. Thank you guys for joining us. I will see you next time.
Bye, guys.